Insight with Bruce Dumont.
Senator Frank Church is our guest today on Insight. He is a Democrat from Idaho and chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Senator, it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
I'd like to begin by finding out about the committee and when it is going to expire, and is there a possibility of an extension, and when do you expect your report to come out?
Expire is a good term. It's scheduled to expire the 15th of March. We expect that the staff work will be done by the end of February. That will give the committee the first 2 weeks in March to complete its own work on the report and to make its recommendations to the Senate.
Do you expect any problem at all having that report published?
No, I don't anticipate any problem. Unlike the House, the Senate committee has been able to negotiate questions of classified information on the whole with the executive branch. And I think that if we have any problem of that kind, it can be worked out without damage to the content of the final report.
There has been some criticism, and it started early in the investigation, that your staff was too young, too inexperienced, and perhaps could be easily conned by the CIA and the expertise of the intelligence community. Are you satisfied that you have been able to overcome that charge that was leveled at the committee many months ago?
Yes, I'm quite satisfied that we've conducted a thorough and fair, honest investigation, and it's been done with great competence. I think the staff is really to be commended for the skill that it has shown in moving through this maze, and I think that the final recommendations will reflect the professionalism and the competence of the staff, as well as the dedication of the members. I've never been on a committee where most of the members, at least, have been more attentive to the work of the committee than this intelligence committee I've chaired.
Because you have been caught up in this maze, as you have described it, when an CIA agent or a former agent has come to testify before your committee, what has been done to verify what they have to say? How does your staff, how do they go about checking out whether the guy is telling the truth or not?
Well, in those cases, the agency always has an opportunity to present its side of the case if the testimony is adverse to the agency. And we've taken no testimony from anyone that isn't under oath. Sworn testimony has a way of bringing out the truth, since perjury can lie in the event that witnesses don't tell the truth. I think that that's the most effective single weapon that the committee has used.
And you feel that the CIA would fear that?
Oh, yes. Individuals are liable for perjury. As a matter of fact, the disclosures of the committee made during its public hearings and through the publication of its report on the assassination activities of the CIA and its links with the mafia have led to investigations in the Justice Department, and some of those investigations have to do with possible criminal prosecution for perjury.
Because of the dirty business that you have been involved in, trying to expose and doing an admirable job, and I think time will tell whether anything ever comes of it, but you have certainly made the effort. Have you feared for your personal safety? Because in the early days when James Schlesinger took over the CIA, took over the directorship and started to chop heads and shake things up a little bit, he feared for his personal security and beefed up the people around him. Has that been a problem that you have faced?
Well, perhaps it's been a problem. I just have not given it much attention. I felt I had a job to do, and it would only tend to deter me from the performance of that job if I began to worry about such things. So I've put them out of mind, and I think that that there was no other way for me to proceed.
Senator Howard Baker is a member of your committee, and several months ago, his home was burglarized. And there are some people in this country, as you know, who are very conspiratorial in nature. And Senator Baker was a member of the Watergate Committee, and was the most outspoken member of the Watergate Committee as far as the CIA is concerned. He wanted to look further into the possible CIA involvement in the Watergate scandal. Have you talked with Senator Baker, and does he see any link as to why his home was broken into, and what did they take when they broke in?
Well, evidently, they took nothing. They just rifled through some of his personal papers. And since that time, another burglary took place. Senator Mathias, who's also a member of the committee, had his house burglarized, and again, nothing was taken. So naturally, there's been some suspicion that these burglaries may have had something to do with the committee's work.
Fortunately, did that tend to intimidate any member of the committee?
Well, it didn't intimidate either Senator Baker nor Senator Mathias. They proceeded on course, I'm happy to say. And we still don't know for sure what may have accounted for these two burglaries.
Senator Frank Church is our guest today, chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. I'm Bruce Dumont, and we'll be back in a moment.
To the builders of happiness, look to tomorrow today. Look to the folks at Skokie Federal, building happiness in a saving way. Look to the builders of happiness, look to tomorrow.
Skokie Federal now has three locations, 4747 Dempster, Lincoln at Oakton, and inside the Jewel Turnstile store in Skokie. Earn top interest on all passbook savings, 5.25% yearly, compounded daily, from the day deposited to the day withdrawn. You never lose interest at Skokie Federal.
Look to the builders of happiness. Look to Skokie Federal.
We continue with our special guest, Senator Frank Church. Senator, the Richard Welch incident, it seems to me as an outside observer that that incident perhaps has turned the whole emphasis of your committee around, because the public support which appeared to be building sort of fell off after he was assassinated in Athens. Do you view the public support the same way?
Well, yes, because of the orchestrated campaign and the extent to which the press shifted from serious abuses of individual liberties and serious breaches of the law affecting a great many Americans to the question of national secrets. And when I say this was a carefully orchestrated campaign, I mean that it was intended by the administration, in my judgment, to jump upon that tragedy and to use it for maximum political effect in attempting to turn public opinion around at the very time that the committees were to make their recommendations and the Congress was to consider questions of reform.
So they were no longer talking about the facts involved, they were talking about the manner in which things were released.
They were no longer talking about who committed the crimes, but the culprit became who exposed them. Strange turn of events, and I must say that it was totally unjustified, because in the case of my committee, we never even asked for the names of the CIA agents assigned abroad. We never obtained the names because we wanted to be absolutely certain that no names would be revealed, even by inadvertence. And this, of course, was known to the administration. It was known to the very man who spoke for the president and suggested that all of this had been the result of congressional investigations.
Do you think you can turn it around?
Well, if the people knew the facts, I think that they would understand that, at least in the case of the Senate investigation, we have avoided leaks for a whole year, not a single leak that has been sensitive to national security has come from the committee. Even Mr. Kissinger, I don't know what higher authority in the administration one could call upon as a character witness for our investigative effort. But when he came up to the Government Operations Committee the other day and testified, he said that there had been this very great problem on the Hill in connection with keeping secrets, but he said the one exception had been the Senate committee that had conducted its investigation with great responsibility. So I think it proves that this can be done by the Congress. They'd like to create the impression that it can't. The truth is that the present law requires the administration to give information concerning any covert operation to 6 or 8 different committees of the Congress. Well, of course, as long as you retain that system, it's going to be a sieve. But the recommendations that we have made have been to replace that system with a single competent intelligence committee that can supervise these activities in the future.
Senator Goldwater, several days ago, said that there was an effort by the committee to get blame away from John and Robert Kennedy when it became apparent that they were being dragged into the CIA assassination aspect of your investigation. And it said that the people who testified before your committee came back at a later time and changed their testimony. How do you respond to the senator's charges?
That's absolute nonsense. Every other member of the committee who's been asked has said so. And the ranking member, the Republican ranking member, John Tower, who certainly is a credible witness, since he and Senator Goldwater are conservative Republicans, said that he didn't know what Goldwater was talking about.
The Exner affair, how did that information get out? And do you regret that it did get out?
The Exner affair, I think, was handled the only way it could be by our committee. If we had made no reference to the incident, we would have been charged with a cover-up, since it had some relevance to the possible state of the president's knowledge at the time of the hookup between the CIA and the mafia. So the part that related to the subject of our investigation had to be included in the report. The part that related to the president's personal life was none of our business. And had we put all of that in the report, we then would have been accused of having perpetrated a salacious and scandal-mongering report. That would have certainly reflected no credit on the committee. So I think the committee did absolutely the right thing. We put in what had to go in, and we left out the irrelevant portions to the subject of the report.
Our guest today has been Senator Frank Church, Democrat of Idaho, chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Tomorrow on our program, we will continue this interview with Senator Church. We hope that you can join us at that time.
Insight with Bruce Dumont is presented through the facilities of WNIS-FM. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of NBC News or WNIS.